visitors we had and folks, but that's okay. It's good to see everyone out. Have some visitors tonight, so that's great. We have Mark speaking tonight. It's the fourth Sunday of the month, and so one of our men speak, and so Mark Nevin will be preaching. Yeah, better qualify that, Mark. He's on song. So Mark Kaysen's on songs. Now, you might want to be turning to 684, so just in a moment, Mark will lead us in that. And if there's anybody that needs the Lord's Supper tonight, Tim will be looking after that. We'll have Tony do the opening prayer at the appropriate time. And I did have Andrew as the closing prayer, but he's not here. So, Warren, would you mind doing the closing prayer tonight, okay? We'll go ahead and do that. Some announcements. Ladies, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, our house is the ladies' class. And I believe it's lesson number 2 to have ready for that. We have a number of people that are, as you can tell, are out of town. I know that Kim and the girls are at Westside tonight. Collins are in Chattanooga. The Keaches, Indianapolis. And there might be some other. I know Courtney and the family are going out of town this week. Let's remember them. We had another person call today from Henderson who enrolled in the correspondence course, which was cool. I've been watching the TV program. The bank, I'm meeting with the bank a week Tuesday to discuss things. That's the earliest they could get us in. So we need to be praying about that everything works out. We're excited about that. Be praying for the work here and the possibility of getting a new place to worship in. TJ has the invitation for Wednesday. And looks like that's about all that we have for announcements. Of course, we have baby Tabitha still in the hospital. Now, she has to meet a weight requirement before she is allowed to go home. And so let's continue to remember her. And, of course, Warren is ongoing and then trying to get to the bottom of things with his health issues. Remember him. Of course, good to see Lori out tonight. So this time we'll turn the song service over to Mark Kaysen. And if there's any other announcements, we'll mention them at the close.
This world is not my home. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. My Savior pardoned me, and now I onward go. I know He'll take me through, though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just up in glory land, we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their songs of sweetest praise drift back from heaven's shore. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Next song will be number 730. 730. After this song, we'll have our opening prayer.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins.
sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, covered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there.
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we're indeed thankful for this Lord's Day. You have given us the opportunity to be here with fellow Christians, study another portion of thy word, and sing praises unto thy name. We're thankful for each and every one of us here that are trying to be Christians, stand for the truth, and be a shining light in the communities in which we live in, places we work, and places we live. Father, we pray that we will look to you during our daily lives, that we will look to you for guidance and strength in our weaknesses and our everyday life, that we can always look to you for these times of trouble in which we have. Father, we pray that we will be a shining light, that we'll be able to turn those to you through our the way we live before it's everlasting too late, that they will want to know why we live like the way we do. Father, we pray for the work that is being done here at this place. Pray that much good will come from it. We pray that we will always stand for the truth here at this place, that we will always do things according to thy will. Father, we pray for those of our number that are sick. We pray that you'll be with them, that you'll watch over them, be with the doctors that are ministering to their health. Be thy will that you return them to their proper portion of health, and that they will be able to be here once again with the saints. Be with those that are on the road to travel. We pray that you'll watch over them. Pray that they'll have a safe journey to their destination, and they will be able to turn back here with us once again. Father, we thank you for your Son and our Savior, which gave his life upon the cross. Through that perfect sacrifice, we have a chance to spend eternal life with thee in heaven. Father, we pray for that you will watch over us. We pray that you will help us to be Christians, and that we will always be a shining light to you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. To prepare our minds for taking the Lord's Supper, let's turn to number 644.
Tis said the feast divine, the bread, the fruit of the vine, and saints commune. Supper of the Lord.
This morning we talked about the sacrifice that Jesus made and that we observe this every Lord's Day. Acts 20, verse 7, they came together on the first day of the week to break bread. And we talked about the world sees next week, Easter, as being the one big day, you know, where they set aside this time to remember the Lord's death. But we do this every Lord's Day. So will you bow with me? Father and our God, we ask your blessing on this bread, which represents the body of Jesus, given on behalf of us on the cross, that we might have opportunity for eternal life in heaven. Father, we pray that you'll help us to look back on the sacrifice, focus our minds and thoughts only on his death, the love that he had for us, that he went to the cross, died for us, yet he did not even know us. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity we have to remember this each Lord's Day. And in the name of Jesus, we ask this prayer. Amen. Amen. Can I see the hands of those who'd like to? Again. Dear Father, in like manner, we ask your blessing on this cup. We pray, Father, that you'll help us to focus on the blood of Jesus, the blood that covers our sins, the blood that was shed on the cross for us, that we might have an opportunity for that home you prepared for us in heaven. Father, we pray that those who take tonight can examine their lives in accordance with the sacrifice. Help us to always be appreciative and so grateful for this sacrifice that Jesus made for us, that we do this in faith, Father. And we ask all these things in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen.
Amen.
Collection plate will be left here for anyone who did not have an opportunity to give this morning. We'd like to end of services.
If you would take your song books and mark them to 389, we'll sing that song as a song of encouragement after Mark brings us the lesson in 19. And before Mark brings us a lesson, let's turn our song books to number 219. 219, He's My King. Simple song, but it's one of my favorites.
All day long of Jesus I am singing. He's my song of joy will ever be. All the while he keeps my heart bells ringing. For his love is everything to me. He's my King, and oh, I dearly love him. He's my King, no other is above him. All day long in rapture praise I sing. He's my Savior, he's my King. Streams of love around my soul are flowing. From his heart, love's everlasting spring. That is why my faith in him I'm showing. That is why an endless song I sing. He is my King, and oh, I dearly love him. He
Indeed, an honor to be here this evening to worship God in spirit and in truth. If you have your Bibles with you, we're going to start out in 1 John chapter 1. We're not going to stay there very long, though. Indeed, it is a privilege to stand before you in the wisdom of the elders to let the men of the congregation have the fourth Sunday. And I'm probably the least one to be up here, but y'all get to bear it. 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. There's a couple of same words mentioned a couple of times, and we're going to look at that particular word study and go from there. Verse 5, this is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there's no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And pick out the word of Jesus Christ. We're going to talk about fellowship tonight. And this will probably be an introduction lesson to fellowship, because we can go in a lot of different ways and tangents. But I think once you see my first two or three points, you'll see kind of direction that we'll be going into. As in any word study, I put fellowship in my little religious software and denoted the New American Standard. That's the version I use. And New Testament, it came up with 11 passages that actually use the word fellowship. I thought, okay, that's pretty cool. So once you find the meaning behind fellowship, the Greek meaning, because the New Testament was written in Greek, you'll find that there's a whole bunch of verses, passages in the New Testament that deal with fellowship and with its meaning. Mr. Thayer says the meaning of fellowship is that of association, that of communion, that of joint participation. Okay? Got the idea from a couple of Sundays at Bible lessons, somebody brought up fellowship. Also the idea of partaking or being partakers. So keep that in mind as we go through this lesson on fellowship. And the first passage we're just going to let the scripture speak to us. It's going to be Hebrews chapter 10. And y'all will probably know where I'm going, but I'm going to back up a verse or two and start actually with verse 23. Think about the idea of fellowship and its meaning. Let us hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking ourselves, our own assembly together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day nearing you, or drawing near. We are to hold to our confession, our faith. For what reason? Okay, verse 24. Let us, that's a plural pronoun if I understand this, consider how to stimulate one another. Now, if we're not in fellowship, if we're not in association, think about the definition. How can we stimulate each other to loving good deeds if we've not felt it? Okay? Verse 25 is what's noted. It takes it in the negative, not forsaking. Okay? So, if we're coming together to assemble, are we not in fellowship now, as we worship, as we open God's Word? It also says here to encourage one another. So if our desire is not to be here, then we're not in fellowship. And that's a lesson of itself. We're not going to go down that way. Keep in mind, we're in fellowship when we are assembling together and going through various acts of worship that we're going to be going through kind of quickly, because you may not know it, but we're in fellowship when we say teaching, Acts chapter 2 and verse 42. Acts 2:42. This verse, when we read it, you'll notice that there'll be at least four ways of fellowshipping. Acts 2:42, and they continued devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to breaking of bread, and to prayer. When we assemble together, teaching, that's doctrine, if I understand, that is Bible study, that is whoever's presenting the word up front, that is everybody opening up and making sure what's said up here is the truth. To fellowship, to commune, Bible study, we ask questions. If you have any questions after this sermon, come see me. Lord's Supper, are we communing? Well, you better believe it. We have a communion there. And well, that was going to be tied into a couple of them, but we are communion with what? The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. We're communion with Jesus. We instituted that before the crucifixion. Do this in remembrance of me. Logically, if we're not fellowship, if we're not assembly, then we're what? But not doing the Lord's, not communion through Jesus. Also in teaching, go to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, and we'll begin in verse 14. Ephesians 4:14. As a result, we are no longer to be children tossed here and there by ways and carries about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. So fellowship here in teaching, according to this passage? I hope so, because he used the plural pronoun, we are no longer children. Then in verse 14, it says, we are to grow up in all aspects. So if I'm sitting here studying the Word, and y'all here sitting studying the Word, are we in association with the Word? Are we communing in the Word? Your participation? We are in fellowship. Another avenue of fellowship, again, is in Ephesians. Just flip over chapter 5. Y'all know where I'm going. Verse 19. Speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. Always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to God, even the Father. And to be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. Now, are we participating in the worship service when we sing? Yeah, you take this passage, and those that know will understand we're going to go to Colossians 3:16. Colossians 3:16, and let the word of Christ dwell richly within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing, thankfulness in your heart to God. So when we're singing to the Lord, but we're singing to each other, we're encouraging each other. You know, we may have a bad morning or a bad Wednesday, and we come here and we go into a song service, it may pick us up. That's what it's designed for. Certain songs are set to help us or to teach us. Just pick a songbook, start coming through. It's like, man, that's a teaching tool. And God's wisdom, He has as part of worship for us to sing. Another fellowship is that of giving. Of course, we're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Do we fellowship when we give?
lay-by in store. Verse 1 and 2, in particular verse 2, on the first day of every week, each one of you is to put aside and save that they may prosper so that no collection may be made when I come. When you go to 2 Corinthians 3, chapter 9, you know, shall forgive them. Okay? We're in fellowship when we give. So if we don't give, are we not in fellowship? Think about it. Lord's Supper, again, we've looked at it. The significance behind it. But if we're not here to partake of that, then we're not in fellowship within the Lord's Supper. Acts chapter 20 has been mentioned. I want to mention again, verse 7. The Lord instituted the Lord's Supper with very elements that each has a representation of his death. And in verse number 7, let me get over into the right chapter. Chapter 20, verse 7. On the first day of the week, when we gather together to break bread. You want participation, communion, association, fellowship. Paul began to talk to them, intending to leave on the next day, and he prolonged his message until midnight. Don't worry about it. I may talk for the next 15 minutes. But the idea is coming together, breaking the bread. Acts chapter 2, we find out, you know, the first century church there established in Jerusalem came together to break bread. It's a communion. Okay. How do we take that communion? Well, you got to be in Christ, right? So, let's go over to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. This is it. Bible study this morning. Beginning in verse 3. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ have been baptized into his death? Do you see a fellowship in that? Therefore, you have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of his Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. Only way to get in Christ is through baptism. Represents his death, burial, and death and burial. Water and grave. Is that not a participation through that act with Jesus? And if we Christians have done it, then are we not in fellowship with each other? Galatians 3 and verse 26 is the other passage that we find that designate how to get into Christ. 3 and verse 26, for you are all sons of God through the faith in Jesus Christ, for all of you who were baptized in Christ, to close yourself with Christ. And go over to Colossians 2 and in verse 12. I have to mention this verse here, Colossians 2, 12. Having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised up with him through faith and working of God, raised him from the dead. So think about fellowship, baptism, representation of his death. Only way to get into Christ. Well, we talk about Jesus. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 1:9. And this will probably be over with in a few minutes. 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 9. We are in fellowship with Jesus. 1:9, 9:1. Okay. God is faithful, for whom you were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So we are called into fellowship to Jesus. Hebrews 3 and 13. The idea that we have more than fellowship is what we realize. So on the outset, when we're not here, and we're not fellowshipping in a whole lot of things, we're not assembling. We're not assembling with other saints elsewhere. You know, road to travel, hopefully vacation time, you're finding, we're finding a place to go worship. Those of God's precious faith. Hebrews 3, verses 13 through 14. But encourage one another day by day, as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm until the end. So that fellowship with Christ, we're partakers with Christ, but it qualifies it. You do it one day and not the next or down the road, because it says firm until the end, faithful unto death. Okay, so it's not one of these that we can turn on and off. Once we are there, we got to stay and be faithful to the end. In fellowship, I found that back in Romans chapter 8, we're our heirs of God. Heirs. Romans 8. And we'll be going to verse 16. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, heirs also, heirs of God, fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him so that we may also be glorified with Him. So, when we become a Christian, we become heirs of God. We are fellow heirs with Christ. Is that not a fellowship, fellow heirs, fellowship? Okay. Also in 2 Peter 1, 2 Peter chapter 1. A lot of verses tonight. I do appreciate y'all following up. Got several of you writing down. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Many will follow their sensuality, and because of them, the way of the truth will be blind. And in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. I'm in the second chapter. Sorry, but it's come on across. Verses 2 through 4. Now I'm gun shy. 2 Timothy, 2 Peter, 1 through 4. See, I'm the least one that needs to be up here. Grace and peace multiply to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Seeing that His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness to the true knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and excellence. For by these He has granted to us His precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. Now that divine nature is not the essence of the Godhead. What that is the holiness. So we are the divine, or we are the partakers of His holiness. We are partakers of His precious and magnificent promises. So we're Christians, and we're doing God's will, and we're obedient, and we're in fellowship with His precious and magnificent promises. We're in fellowship with Christ, fellowship with God. We're in fellowship with the Holy Spirit. If you go back to Romans chapter 8, and in verse number 9, Romans 8, 9, however, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, but if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Him. Now, the Holy Spirit dwells in us. That's a whole different lesson in and of itself. But still, we have that fellowship. Also, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Fellowship with the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you? What's that Spirit of God? That's the Holy Spirit. Okay. And 2 Corinthians 13. Man, we got lots. Just letting the Scripture speak to us. 2 Corinthians 13 And then verse 14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. So we have fellowship with the Holy Spirit. We are heirs of God. We have fellowship with Christ Jesus. But what about our calling? Well, Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 6. To be specific, that the Gentiles are fellow heirs and fellow members of the body and fellow partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. How many definitions you want about fellowship in one verse? There you go. We are in fellowship. Partakers, fellow heirs, fellow members of the body. Also in Hebrews chapter 3, the calling, the heavenly calling again. We studied Hebrews chapter 3 a couple of weeks ago on Wednesday night. And in verse 1, therefore, holy brothers, takers of the heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and the high priest of our confession. So we are, again, in fellowship with Jesus. And again, in chapter 6, 4 through 6, I'm going to let Wednesday night take that. That's our next lesson. In Hebrews 6, 4 through 6, again, we've got the heavenly calling that we are partakers of. And lastly, we have a heavenly reward that we're in fellowship. So if we do what we need to do on this earth, what little time we have here, we have a heavenly reward. Hebrews chapter 11, and then verse 16. But as it is, they desired a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Again, a heavenly reward, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. Or 3 through 5. Blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Christ Jesus from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith, for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. How great a reward is that? Just think, look at this verse. It mentions his great mercy. Born again, a living hope. We talked about the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead this morning. And imperishable, undefiled, will not fade away, reserved in heaven. Life on earth is temporal. Fades away, it gets old. I mean, what about our heavenly calling? Isn't that a rejoicing thing we do on earth, what we need to do to have that reward? Seeing that there's no pain, suffering, death. I want to close with this. Revelation chapter 2. And you know which verse I'm going to. Revelation 2:10, the invitation will be extended, and the lesson will be yours. In the last part of that verse, it says, be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. James writes that life is but a vapor. We may walk out of this building never to see any of us again. Life may come. Christ may come for the second time. We had just the moment. And if you're not a Christian, this invitation extended. Come forward and make things right. Name Jesus as your Lord and Master. If you've done that, and we have folks that have fallen away, we have sins within our lives, we need to be examining ourselves, make those things right. The invitation is extended. Those that need at this time will stand and sing.
Would you live for Jesus and always be good and good? Would you walk with him within the narrow road? Would you have to bear you be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see what's best for him to have his way with thee. Would you have him make you free and follow at his call? Would you know the peace that comes by giving all? Would you have him save you so that you need never fall? Let him have his way with thee. His heart can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see what's best for him to have his way with thee. Would you in his kingdom find a place of constant rest? Would you prove him true, each providential test? Would you in his service labor always at your best? Let him have his way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. His love can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see what's best for him to have his way with thee.
Well, thank Mark for a good lesson. Michael Rose is the member who will be traveling in the coming days on vacation for work. Be mindful of those of who are sick and need our prayers, especially baby Tabitha. Pray for her continued growth and development. And hopefully she'll be joining her parents on the scene. Know they're anxious for that. I don't know anything else that I need to announce. Tim, Chuck?
Just that Betty McNabb is admitted to the hospital, so we need to remember her in our prayers.
Okay, so let's remember Betty, Regina, and this time. I don't believe anything else that needs to be announced. Whoever has a closing prayer, if you want.
Lord God, the Most High and Heavenly Father, thankful, Lord, for this opportunity we've had to come together again this day, your Lord's day, to worship you in spirit and in truth. The Heavenly Father, we're thankful for those who are willing to study and to put forth lessons for us, to encourage us, and to be edified by that. We're thankful for those who care to do that. The Heavenly Father, we also pray for our elders and our deacons, all of them. Watch over them. Give them the wisdom. Give them the courage to make the decisions that have to be made, Lord. And we're so thankful for to have them here to work with us. We pray for the work that's being done at this place. We pray that if all we do, Lord, is to bring your word out into the community and to help those who are lost and bring them to the fold. We also pray, Lord, for those who have strayed. We pray that you help bring them back to us, too, Lord. And we're thankful for those who came our way to worship with us. And we pray for those of our number, Lord, who are feeling well and the sickness. We pray for each and every one. We pray especially for little baby Tabitha. We pray that she can gain the strength daily so she can be with mom and dad. Now be with us, Lord. Forgive us where we fail you. We offer this prayer in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.